the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate and commemorate the Sunday of the Samaritan woman, who tradition holds became St. Fotini, a great martyr in the church. This encounter that she had with our Lord is a remarkable encounter. As you know, the Samaritans and the Jews wouldn't have anything to do with the Samaritans, even though they accepted the Pentateuch, or the first five books of the Old Testament. The Samaritans also worshipped and worshipped the God of Moses, but they also worshipped other pagan gods as well. It was sort of this mixed bag. And they were really despised by the Jews. So for a Jew to be interacting with a Samaritan woman like this in public was considered to be a real scandalous thing by the Jews. But what we do see here is that our Lord loved this Samaritan woman just as much as he loves anybody else. And that love that he has, that love as God, as the one who had made that woman in his own image, is what brought about his initiative toward her in this encounter. He reached out to her, and he reached out to her using her the physical need of water as a channel, which led to the more important need of an enlightened soul. So when he encounters her, we see that she had many shortcomings. The Jews, as I've already said, wouldn't have anything to do with the Samaritans for many reasons. but he says to her, "Give me a drink." And what we see here is a pretty remarkable interaction. So when he asked her for a drink of water, she was amazed that the question had even been put to her. Not only did this woman have a flawed view of God, but she was living a sinful life. And our Lord, after this initial inquiry and initiative toward her, perceived that. He already knew that. He knew that she was living in sin, living a sinful life. As a Samaritan, she didn't have a right understanding of God, but her life also was sinful, and it was as a result of that. But when her darkness was exposed by the Lord, this is where it really gets remarkable. Instead of being indignant and angry for having been exposed, we see that she repented, that she agreed with God about her sins. And her joy at realizing that she was standing in the presence of the Messiah overwhelmed any prideful sense of being offended or whatever. And so she became, as a result of this, one of the very first evangelists in the church, bringing many other Samaritans to belief in our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Even though salvation was from the Jews, it was never meant or intended to be just for the Jews, ever. God loves all of mankind. And so we see this point being made very clearly in this encounter. According to tradition, after the resurrection, the Samaritan woman was baptized with the name Fotini, which means enlightened one. And she and her two sons and three daughters went on to Carthage to spread the gospel. She was martyred with her family under the Emperor Nero, and we commemorate her on March the 20th and the fourth Sunday of Pascha, which is today. What a contrast her life was before and after her encounter with Christ at Jacob's well. Our Lord seeks to accomplish this same kind of transformation in each of our lives. He desires that we too seek and partake of that living water that is His life in us. This water cleanseth us. It nourishes us. It transforms our souls if we allow it, if we open our hearts to it. Just like the Samaritan woman, we have sinful deficiencies. But because of our Lord's intense love for us, we too can become His servant, bearing testimony to all whom we encounter of His love for mankind. What a great privilege we have to actually participate in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. But for this to happen, we must be honest before God, humbling ourselves under His mighty hand, seeking communion with Him. In this encounter, one of the issues that was addressed was that of worship. And specifically, you know, where God could be worshipped. Because the Samaritans worshipped at a different place than the Jews did. The Jews, of course, worshipped in Jerusalem. But our Lord, as He had a way of doing, debunked all of that. And He said, those who worship God worship Him in spirit and in truth. This great martyr, Fotini, her heart, her soul was awakened by this encounter, this conversation, and she began to discover the spiritual life and what true intimacy with God is all about. Archbishop Averke has this quote that I thought was noteworthy as I close here. To worship God in spirit and in truth means to strive to fulfill His will, not only externally through the bringing of sacrifices, as the Jews and Samaritans both did, thinking that that was the essence of worship, to bring a sacrifice, but truly and sincerely striving toward God as to a spirit, with all the powers of one's spiritual being, to know God and to love God, to guilelessly and genuinely desire to please Him through the fulfillment of His commandments. Worshipping God in spirit and in truth, of course, does not disregard the external ritual, as some false teachers and sectarians try to prove, but rather it places such worship first in importance. There is nothing reprehensible in the external ritual form of worship. It is necessary and unavoidable, since man is created not only as a soul, but as a body. So may we become more like St. Fotini. May we examine our own hearts, be honest with God, and be desirous of conforming our will to His holy will and becoming the people that He wants us to become. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Have mercy.
Bless the faithful. Pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Have mercy.